Blog Talk Radio.
Featuring evangelist Patricia Benneman. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is my great pleasure to welcome you to In His Presence with Evangelist Patricia Benneman. Today is a special time for the Evangelist on the occasion of her 59th birthday, which was April 24th. Happy birthday, Evangelist. On behalf of your fans and listeners, may I say happy birthday. And now it is my great pleasure to introduce to some and present to others Evangelist Patricia Benneman.
Thank you, Dr. Scott. God bless you, for truly this is the day that the Lord He hath made, and I shall rejoice and be glad in it. We should always give thanks unto the Lord, no matter what the circumstance, no matter what the situation, no matter what storm may be in our lives today, what we do and don't understand, God is in control. He is our help in the time of trouble. Or let me just say it this way, in the time of need. We're not always in trouble, but we should always be in the time of need of our Savior's love and His divine blessings that come from above. I am indeed excited about my birthday having had, because when I was 44, I had a heart attack and my life could have ended then. But God and His infinite mercy said, I'll let her live on because I yet have need of her. I would like to take a moment right now to say hello to all of you, my listeners. I thank God for you taking out the moment, this hour, to just hang out with me and the Lord. I'd like to send a special shout out to my sister and to all of the listeners in South Carolina by way of Charleston, Peterfield, Hollywood, all the local places there. Thank you for listening. And if I missed your city, forgive me. I'll get you the next time. I'd like to say a special thanks to my friend Leslie in Florida and her family. She called and told them, get on. Patty is on. Thank you. And to all of my fans in Delaware and New York and Baltimore, wherever you may be, Chicago, Texas, and all those wonderful cities, God bless you. Pray for me. Now I'm going to offer a prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that in the time of trouble, we can put our trust in you. You are a hiding place, a shelter in the time of storm. Lord, thank you because we are able to hope and trust in you. At such a time as these are troublesome times, they are perilous times. Oh, but we can yet trust in you. We can yet continue to have our hope in you. Why? Because you are the hope of glory. You are everything that we need. The word of God declares that you are Alpha and Omega. You're the beginning and the end. And we just want to take a moment just to say thank you. I just want to reflect as I look back over my life. All I need is to just say thank you. I don't have to remind you of what you've done for me, but I'm mindful of everything that you've done for me. And I just want to say thank you right now, sweet Jesus. And my audience can say thank you, Jesus, for everything that you've done, everything that you're going to continue to do. Oh, bless his holy name. Oh, God, we thank you, Father. We thank you, sweet Jesus. Ah, there's no greater Father than you, no greater love than your love, no greater love than your love. In thee will we put our trust. You will not let us be ashamed. You will never fail. Though the earth be removed, though heaven will pass away, but the word of God declares that your word will never fail. And today I'm standing on the word of God. I'm standing on the promises of God. I'm standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Through eternal ages, let us praise his reign. Glory in the highest. I will shout and say, I am standing on the promises of God. Oh, it is so good to know that we got the promises of God in our life. So therefore, we just want to say thank you, sweet Jesus. You will never fail us, nor will you leave us, nor will you forsake us at any given time. In Jesus' name, we thank you, God. If there's any sick that's listening, God, I ask that you would touch them in the name of Jesus. All things done in the name of Jesus. There's power in the name. There's healing in the name. There's deliverance in the name. There's assurance in the name. Everything done in the name of Jesus Christ, who died for us, who shed his blood, gave his life, that we could have life and have it more abundantly. Oh, God, I ask that you would bless each person in the capacity that they need the blessing in. God, you know what every listener needs. And, God, I ask in Jesus' name that you would grant my request and that you would do it. And we will be so careful to give your name the glory and the honor. Amen. I think I want to hear the song. There is no way. If you're trying to do it without God, there is no way. Turn the volume up. Let the folks hear what thus saith the Lord. bless his name. There is no other way that you can do it except it be through Jesus Christ, God's Son, the living Word of God. And the Bible says that he came down and dwelled among us, and the Word was made flesh. Oh, my God in heaven. I'm excited because he didn't have to do it, but he did. I'm excited because he loved me. I'm excited. Oh, and God loves you too. Don't think for one moment that God doesn't love you. Yes, things happen. Yes, we're not satisfied with some of the things that come our way. But it isn't because he doesn't love us. Because he does love us. We have to learn how to grab a hold of God and put our trust in him and knowing that he will not make a mistake, that he knows all things. He knows what's best for us. There is no other way that I can live without the Lord in my life. Though I fall and I get up, though I fall and I get up, but I still find out that when I fell, I couldn't live without him. When I got back up, I found out again, I still needed Jesus to walk with me. Oh, my God in heaven, I feel good deep down in my soul. Oh, I'm excited about the goodness of Jesus and how he takes care of us day after day after day. And we don't even say thank you, Lord, for this day. I ask God to forgive you and then tell him thank you. Yeah, tell him thank you. That's all he wants. Thank you. He don't care if you got a cigarette in your hand. Just tell him thank you. He can clean that up, but you have to give it to him. He don't care. As long as you recognize him and admit to him, I need help in this area, Lord, then he's pleased. But when you ignore the fact that you don't need him, that's when it's not good. My neighbor passed away just a couple of days ago. Young woman. She passed away 2 days before her 50th birthday. She'll never see that 50th birthday. But God, my God in heaven. Thank you, sweet Jesus. Let me get on to, you know, I could really just listen to that music today, but I want to give you the word. Because someone may just need to hear this blessed word of God. Get your Bibles. And if not your Bibles, just get your paper and your pen. Always have paper and pencil ready when in his presence with Evangelist Patricia Benjamin is coming on. Because I like to give you scripture. I could just preach from my experience, or I can preach just from the Bible said this and the Bible said that, and some of you really don't know how to go and find what I'm talking about, so I do like to give you scripture that you can go and read it at your convenience. You don't have to try to keep up with me. We just have an hour, but if you would write down Hebrews, and that's in the New Testament, the 11th chapter, verse 1, 6, and then go back to 5. Matthew 7, this is chapter 7, verse 7. Romans chapter 12, verse 3. Hebrews, again, chapter 10, verse 35 and 36. Read these things. Matthew 17 and 20. Now, do you think I'm going to get to all of them today? I don't think so. But however, if I don't, you read them. And when you finish reading them, tell the Lord thank you. And I'm ready to start reading. Hebrews 11. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, and the evidence of things not seen. Again, I'm going to repeat that. Now, N-O-W, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. We have to have this hope. And the evidence of things that we can't see or have not been seen. There's sometimes when you're talking to people and you hear them say, well, I don't see that. Good. Good, because then you have to see it by faith. When the prophet is giving you a prophecy, or the prophetess is giving you a prophecy, or the preacher is preaching in the pulpit and he is saying God is going to do this and God is going to do that, and you sit there and in your little tent and you say, but I don't see that. But that's where your faith had to walk you through it, not by sight. The just shall live by faith and not by sight. We have to believe it whether we see it with the natural eye or not. We have to get in the spirit of God and we can see these things that's being told to us or what we read. That's Hebrew 11. What is faith? Faith is the deed to the something that you are hoping for. The assurance of God's promises to them who has faith in God or his son, Jesus Christ. We must believe by faith that God can and God will do for us what we ask him to do. Now, God has a will. There are some things that we may ask God for, or we might ask God for, that's not in his will. We have asked some things over in James. I believe that the Bible lets us know that you have asked God for these things, but you asked amiss. So therefore, God couldn't grant it. Let me just give you a simple example. All right, I had no job. I had no money in the bank. Now, this is not me I'm talking about now. I'm talking about us. I had no means. I don't get Social Security. I don't get SSI, welfare, whatever. Don't play the lotto and try to hit that. But I'm standing and I'm asking God for a Bentley. That's my car. I like the Bentley because it's got my initial B for Benjamin. A Bentley. Now, look, I can hope, I can trust in God, but I'm asking for something that's not even feasible, because how am I going to maintain it? Okay, God can provide it. He can have someone to say, look, the Lord told me to buy this car for you. Okay, I got the Bentley, but is it of any good to me if I can't put insurance on it? Okay, I managed to take enough cans in New York. We got a nickel on the bottles and the cans. So I took enough cans and bottles to get insurance. But now here I've got my Bentley. I've got insurance on it. I don't have a payment because God gave it to me through one of his servants, but I have no gas. My Bentley is just sitting in the yard. So why ask God for things that's out of your range? Yes, it's okay to say, God, I would lie, I'm desirous of it, but don't expect. I know a lady who's still waiting for her Jaguar since 1994. She said, God said she could have it, but this is 2013, but I have not seen the evidence of it because she could barely keep her Volkswagen on the road. See, God is not stupid. He's not going to give us things. The Bible declares that the blessings of the Lord maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. Some things we want, we desire, it's not good for us to have. So the Father, knowing what you have need of, he may not grant that, even though you're hoping and trusting in him. The scripture declares that all good and perfect things come from God. work, even if you've got a PhD or a master's degree. It doesn't matter. You can have an EDD. It really doesn't matter, because promotion, the word of God said, comes from God. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for. But hope for the things within your leg. Now, when I was working for a wealthy man, he can afford that Bentley that I want. But right now, I thank God for my Malibu, because it have passed a few Bentleys on 495. Oh, bless his name. And we were all rolling west. Hallelujah. Anyhow, no, I didn't have the fancy car, but my car is good enough for me. It's what I can afford right now. You see, so I just wanted to clear that up. I don't want anybody taking this word out of context. I don't want you to say, okay, well, she said that all I have to do is have the faith. I have the faith. But no. Stay within, someone said, your lane. Let's move on. Matthew's gospel read, Matthew 7 and 7 says, ask and it shall be given. Now, ask and it shall be given. But again, what are you asking? Are you asking amiss? I've had some things before God for a while now, and I'm beginning to wonder, God, did I ask for something that I shouldn't have? I know I asked God a few years for something, and he told me no. That's not good for you. That's polluted, and I don't want you polluted. So therefore, I love you enough to protect you. Your desire want that, but my desire is greater than yours, that you have the best. So therefore, I'm going to say no. Well, it didn't feel good when God told me no, but you know what? I stand here today, and I can't thank God enough for saying no to that thing that I asked God for. I'm just so happy that he knows what's best for me more than my weary eyes can see. I just thank God, because his love is just so good. You have children, many of you listen, and there were things that your children want. You know it wasn't good for them. And you said, no, I'm not going there. My sister liked to say, that dog can't hunt. So you see, if he does say no, go back and rephrase it. Go back and say, Lord, forgive me. But if it's your will that I have this, what I'm hoping for, then God, I thank you. And if it's not your will, because you know what's best for me, I say thank you. Because the word of God lets us know. You see, I'm not giving you scripture on this. You have to find this one on your own. It says, it's in Matthew, if you ask God for a fish, he will not give you a serpent, a snake. And if you ask God for bread, he will not give you a stone. Oh, bless his name. But some of us are asking for stones and thinking that it's bread. And some of us are asking for serpents, thinking that it's a fish. Because it is the Father's good pleasure to give unto his children good things, good gift. Oh, you being wicked know how to give good gifts. But what do you think about your heavenly Father? He made you. He created you. He does know what's best for us. All right, let's move on to, I'm trying to speed up a little bit, because I got some more songs that I want Dr. Scott to play, but not right now, because it's my party. It's my party. I am a singer. I used to sing back in the day, but I do sing now, too. Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me. Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me. Walk this tedious journey. Oh, Lord, I want Jesus just to walk with me. I still can, but I don't. I'm trying to preach the word of God now. Hold my hand, Lord. I'm excited. that had another birthday. Hold my hand. Woo, thank you, sweet Jesus. I'm going to leave that right there. Let's move to Hebrews Gospel again. I believe I'm going to Hebrew. No, let's go to Romans. Because I want to encourage somebody today. Romans 12, verse 3 says, God had dealt to every one of us a measure of faith. I hear people say to me several times, well, I don't know how to pray. I don't know how to do it like you. Well, you may not have the gift of prayer. I have an aunt that can really pray. I don't have that gift. My gift is singing, teaching, and preaching the gospel and helping those that need help. But my aunt, oh, my God in heaven, that girl can get a prayer said. But me, just give me the mic and let me sing, or let me expound, let me exalt the word of God. That's the area in which I flow. But God has given us all a measure of faith. So everyone ought to be able to have that faith working in their life to please God, because the Bible declares that it is impossible, as you read in Hebrews, let's go back to Hebrews. As you read the Hebrews, the sixth chapter says, but without faith it is impossible to please him. So you know what? He did not rob you. Because how can you give him something that you don't have? So he said, I'm going to settle this once and for all. I'm going to give everyone a measure of faith. How you use it is up to you. How you've been taught, that's why it's good to go and sit and be taught by the man or the woman of God. And as you learn, then you know how to work your gift that God put in you, which is the gift of faith. You don't hear people say gift of faith, but that's over in Peter where he talked about he gave him the gift of faith, and then he also gave him a gift of prayer. Okay, that was back in Hebrew. And then look, let me just tell you how powerful your faith can be or should be in God. Enoch, in that fifth chapter, that fifth verse of Hebrews says, by faith, now check this out. Enoch, a little boy called it Enoch, but his name is Enoch, was taken away so that he did not see death and was not found because God had taken him. Woo, because he believed just that strongly that God could do anything but fail. We're going to fail, but God will never fail. Neither will his son, Jesus Christ, because he said, I and the Father, we are one. We are one. Yes, the Bentley is out of my range right now. So God is smarter than me. I don't need a car just to sit in the yard and it's of no use to me. Or I get gas and I get a flat tire. I know a young man right now who has a flat tire. He don't even have the donut and no money to buy the low profile tire that he has on his car. I'd say that's a little bit out of the, but if you trust God, God just may send somebody with the money that he needs. But that's according to his faith, because I'm not the one. Oh, bless his name. Got to put a little humor in this as well. Okay, let's go back, because I don't know who the author is of Hebrew. It's unknown, but that's not important. It's that we trust God and believe God, and not foolishly. Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God by asking for things that's not for you. Let me just put it that way, because nothing is impossible with God. With God, all things are possible. But, okay, all right. Oh, bless his name. God has dealt to each one of us a measure of faith. Let's go to Hebrew again, the 10th chapter, verse 35 and 36. Verse 35 reads, therefore, do not cast away your confidence, which has great confidence in God. Things come, things go, but don't you lose faith in God. So you've been waiting for something for 10 years, and if you didn't ask to miss, don't lose confidence in God, because God is sure to his word. He stands on his promises. He stands on his word. So don't lose confidence, no matter what it looks like, no matter how long it may take to get to you, because the gospel declared in James, it says, knowing this. That's James. I didn't give you that one, but it's okay. James verse 3 and 4, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. Oh, my God in heaven. And then it goes on to say, let patience have her perfect work. You got to let patience have its perfect work, knowing that some of what you've asked God for is going to come with a try. God's going to see if you're really going to trust him for it. Yeah, you didn't ask them this, but are you going to trust him to do this thing? I don't know whether God's going to do this or not. I've got something before God, and it's been before God for a while, but it seems like God is not hearing me. It seems like heaven has closed his ears, but we have got to let patience have its perfect work in our lives. We've got to yet hold on to God. We cannot lose our confidence in Jesus. We got to know that we know that we know that we know. Woo! My God, I'm happy. Woo! Thank you, sweet Jesus. I can't expect for you to get happy, and I'm not happy about this gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm the one breaking bread with you. And I don't have a sad countenance right now. I'm being patient, even though I said, God help me. I just said on the other day, and I'm preaching the gospel, I said, if this thing that was told to me, listen at me, I'm going to help somebody here, this thing that was told to me, if it doesn't happen like they say it's going to happen, then I don't want anybody else to tell me nothing else. But that was my flesh having a pity party. That was my flesh bringing in anxiety. That was my flesh bringing forth the doubt in God's word. So what I did was I took that pity party. I took that cake. And I took that candle, and I blew it out, and I threw that cake of doubt out. I threw that cake of not learning to wait on the Lord. I got rid of the cake, and I got rid of the candle. Sometimes we want to hold on to the cake, and we want to hold on to the candle. But if that cake is of doubt, if that cake is of a pity party, if that candle is burning because you think that it's lighting up something special for you, oh, lose it. But let me tell you one thing. Sometimes we got to throw away the cake. We got to blow out the candle. We got to say, God, no matter what it looks like, I'm going to trust you no matter how long it takes, because I'm going to let patience have her perfect work in my life. Have your way in my life right now, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Ooh, I feel Jesus. Ooh, I feel it all over me. There is no way that I can live without the Lord. There is no way that you can live without the Lord. But the enemy, the devil, wants to sit on our faith. He wants to bring in doubt. He wants to bring in fear. Know this now, if you haven't gotten what you asked God for, go back and check and make sure you didn't ask for something that's out of your range. Go back and reevaluate the petition that you put before God and pray it. And if you think that you prayed the thing that was in reason, then say, if it be thy will, God, grant me my petition. Oh, blessed, because that's what I've done. I went back, I said, God, it looked like time is working against me. Ooh. But the word said one 7 years with him. I said, God, is this thing that was spoken by the prophet, is it going to take place like you said? It's going to happen. But I realize that I've got to wait on God. I realize that without God, I am nothing. I know without the Lord, I can't make it. So I just got to learn how to wait on God. Yes, I'm tired. I'm tired. I feel like giving up. I feel like running and never look back. But while I'm running, I got to run to Jesus and not away from Jesus. We got to run. Get a running in your spirit, but run to Jesus and not away from him. That's what the enemy wants us to do. He wants to run away from Jesus and not run to him. The psalmist said, when I need a shelter from the storm, I go to the rock. That rock is Jesus. Yes, it is. The rock is Jesus. Let's go on. For you have need of evidence, so that after you have done the will of God, then the promise is yours. So now ask yourself a question. Lord, am I doing your will? Am I doing everything that you asked me to do? Am I trying to do what's right? Am I walking really by faith and not by sight? You got to ask God. God, see, I need to do your will. Is that why what I've asked you for has been held up? Or is it that you released it and the enemy got in the way? But God, whatever reason, my God in heaven, I'm standing on the promise. Someone told me I was going to get a brand new car. And I've been the preacher myself, so I don't know how that can be. But I took the word of prophet and began to work my faith in God. And God told me, said, go in February. This was 36 months ago. And get the car that I have laid aside for you. And when I walked in the place with no money, see, I went by faith, but I also went on the word of God. And I walked out with a brand new Malibu, even though I wanted a Bentley. But God said, if you appreciate these small things, I can give you what you need as I bless you even more. Oh, bless his name. I got my Malibu outside. Didn't want one, but that's what I needed. A brand new car. Oh, bless his name. I'm excited. Let's read on. Oh, and in my car I have, in the back there, it says, God's promises. God promised me a brand new car. He made the promise. And whatever God promised, he will perform it to the end. If God promised you something, you don't have to ask. You don't have to believe it. Just wait on it. Because he will make it possible. Because God cannot and will not lie. Let me hear when I think about the goodness of Jesus. This is by my choir master, the late Benny Cummings, and the King's Temple Choir. Oh, bless his name. Just want to get that song on the air, Dr. Scott, if it's possible.
When I think about the goodness of Yeah.
And thank you all for being faithful
on last month because we had technical difficulty and we couldn't get the service up and going on Easter Sunday. But after a while, the service came through. And those of you that stayed on the line and waited, I just want to say thank you. I have to do things as I'm thinking of them. Okay? Bless you for listening. And invite someone else to listen to the show. It comes on every fourth Sunday and preferably on Wednesday sometime. But we'll let you know that. All right, let's go to Matthew 17, verse 20. I think I've done all of them that I had given to you to write down. Matthew 17, verse 20. If, and I'm starting not at the beginning of that, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you will be able to speak to those storms. This is me adding this. Those storms in your life, the valleys that you seem like you're in a valley and you can't come out of the valley. But one thing about being down so low is that you can always look up. And David said, I look unto the hills from whence cometh my help. Being down in the valley is only bad when you can't look up. So if you're in the valley today, tonight, this afternoon, whenever, just look up unto Jesus and just say, Lord, help me. Yes, we have valleys. Everything is not always about finances. It's not always about I need a place to stay. It's not always about those things. But we just have valleys. But while you're in the valley, David said, and that David is in the book of Psalms. He's all over Psalms. So just go looking for it on your spare. If you got time, get on your internet and Google David and see what you come up with from the book of Psalms. But David said, he brought me up out of a horrible pit. Well, that was a valley. Most pits are deep down in. But David said, he brought me up. There is nothing too hard for me. I'm talking to you mothers now. I'm talking to your mothers that's worried about your children. And you know what you're worried about your children about. But there is nothing too hard for God. Don't lose your confidence. I don't care what it looks like. Don't lose your hope. Don't lose faith in God. Don't do it. Just don't do it. Because he will. My grandmother said, have a little talk with Jesus. Tell him all about your troubles. He'll hear your faintest cry. That's a weak little cry. And then he'll answer by and by. Just have a little talk with Jesus. I skipped over a line. It's okay. It makes it right. Don't stop praying, Grandma used to say. For the Lord, he is nigh. Don't stop praying. He'll hear your cry. The Lord has promised. There, that word promise. And his word is true. Don't stop praying. Don't stop praying. Don't stop praying. Don't stop praying. Don't give up on God. Don't lose confidence. Don't lose your favor. He gave you favor. And now he's telling you the smallest seed, a mustard seed. And if you just got a mustard seed of faith in him, you can move mountains. You can say, mountain, be thou removed and cast thou into yonder. You can speak the word and it shall be done. If you got the faith and a mustard seed, some of you need to go buy some. And you can see how small they are. If you don't have that much faith, I don't know who's going to take it from you. Because he told you in his word that he gave you a measure of faith. Don't let the devil steal your favor. Don't let the devil steal your joy. Don't give the devil the right to make you have your pity party. Throw away your cake. Blow out your candle. Tell God, I'm sorry for doubting you. Tell God, I thank you. Tell God, you've been better to me than I've been to myself. Tell God, thank you. Thank wicked, but your way showed up and brought me. Say, I'm going to close right here, but don't lose confidence in God. Don't lose confidence in your prayer to God. Make sure you didn't pray amiss. Make sure you're not asking God for things that's impossible for you to handle, because with God, all things are possible. Just hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Let patience have her perfect work in your life. Hold on. I'm preaching to my own self now. Hold on. Just a little while longer. Everything is already all right. Hold on. Just hold on. Clap your hands, you people of God. Clap your hands and tell God thank you. If you don't want to clap your hands, just give God a wave offering. He see your hand. Give God a wave right now. Just tell the Lord. Ooh, Dr. Scott, oh, my God. And you have to cut one and put them both on. I just want the folks to go out here and just a little more music. The song says, thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me. And the other song, if we got time for it, is that I've had some good days. I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days. I've had some sleepless nights. But when I look around and I think things over, all of my good days, whew, they outweigh. Oh, yeah, my bad days.
good day. Then I've had some heels.
Goes out to my brothers, Melvin and Michael.
I've had some weary days. Today, so just say, thank you, Lord. You've been so good to me. Thank you, Lord. You opened doors I could not see. Thank you, Lord. You made a way out of no way. Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you, Lord.
Complain. Thank you, Dr. Scott. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
You're very welcome there, Evangelist. And once again, on behalf of your fans and listeners, happy birthday and may you have many, many more.
Thank you, thank you. God bless you all. Thank you, sweet Jesus. Oh, my Savior.
Okay, you have been listening to In His Presence, featuring Evangelist Patricia Benjamin. Thank you so much for listening, and we look forward to your being on the program the very next time it airs. This is Dr. Gregory Scott, the producer and your host. Have a very good day and evening.
Dr. Scott?
Yes, ma'am.
May I say hello to my daughter, Sarah, and my Southampton, New York listeners. I didn't mention them, and I don't want to leave anyone out.
Did you mention Kansas?
My God, Kansas and Georgia. And you know what? We get in trouble when we do this in church because we always forget to make mention of someone. But just let me just say, to everyone, you know, I love you, love you, love you, and you can't do anything about it. Amen. Amen. Man, and a special shout out to my mom for bringing me in the world, Mrs. Naomi Benjamin, and to my dad, who's deceased. 36 years on my birthday, he passed away. Dad, I miss you. I love you. Thank you, Dr. Scott.
Amen, and good evening, and good day.